Hello, everybody.
So, what are we listening to?
That one was Black Sabbath, Electric Funeral.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh.
Music with Kara Hour. Woohoo! All right, there we go. So, we got that sorted. So, where are we going to this next one, then?
The next one is going to be Twist of Cain by Danzig.
Twist of Cain. What's this mean?
Well, I think it's about Cain and Abel, the first murderer, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a drag. And that was with a rock.
Well.
So, I sort of wish it... Well, I really wish it hadn't happened.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd all be nicer to each other. All right, so anyway. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Twist of Cain by Danzig.
We'll be right back.
personally, I think I'm good at what I do, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got there, I got back, got my coffee, and I'm here.
It was fast.
On time. Was you stressing?
Yes.
Me too. Anyway, so that was a pretty good tune there, I think.
Yeah, I love that song.
Alright, so what do we got next?
So next is going to be New Damage by Soundgarden.
New Damage. Man, we just got around to trying to fix the old damage. So what are they breaking up now?
I think it's a political song.
Oh, cool. Politics. Get ready. New
old
Damage.
New.
Yeah.
It's a
There was a lot of screaming in the end of that one.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, you're on. You know, I can't even do that. I wonder how they do that for hours.
I don't know. That would hurt.
Especially those ones, I don't know what they're called. Every time I call it screamo, somebody laughs at me. But the ones where they're going, rah, 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 you know, for like hours on end.
Yeah.
You know, rock concerts aren't like 5 minutes and then you quit. No, you get up there and you're constantly doing that. That'd make me, my voice tickle. Before too long, I'll be sounding like Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse.
Not Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. I talk like Kira.
No.
Yeah. She asked me why she sounds like Minnie Mouse.
Well, I don't think I do until I hear the recording, and then I'm like, ooh.
I think you sound fine. Anyway, Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse is better.
Try that. You got to put that Mighty in there.
Mighty Mouse.
There you go. See? We got that solved. We can fix anything. So, what's next?
Next is going to be Kings and Queens by Aerosmith.
Kings and Queens by Aerosmith. So, like, is this like another political where they're talking about the pros and cons of kings?
Well, I heard one time that it was comparing medieval times to today, like the ways that the times then and today are the same.
Well, yeah, we still got kings and queens.
Yeah.
That blind your eyes and steal your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Black Sabbath said. All right, here we go. Aerosmith, Kings and Queens. So, if you're at a party right now and you're listening to Music with Kara Hour, do not, and I repeat, do not stick your cigarette in somebody else's beer unless it's crunched in the side, which is telling you that they already done with it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that has happened, and it's gross.
Yeah, nothing worse than drinking a cigarette-filled beer. What's wrong with you people? For Pete's sake.
Ugh.
Ah! Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Nutshell by Alice in Chains.
Yeah, we just explained it in a nutshell what not to do at the party, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what this song's about. Or do you know something that I don't?
There's a whole bunch of things I kind of took from it. None of it's really positive, but it's still a good song.
Oh, so it's like a negative round, but it's still a jamming song?
Yeah.
Alright, so here you go. Nutshell, Alice in Chains.
Thank you.
I said that that doggone song was getting me sleepy-eyed, and then I yawn, and Kara starts trying to stab me with a pin while doing the clicky thing.
Well, I gotta keep you awake.
What's the clicky thing? Yeah, can you hear that? Here, let me put it like closer to the mic, just in case you didn't hear that. She's trying to eek, stab me with a pin because I was yawning.
Wake up.
She's all like, no! It was crazy, folks. I was scared for my life.
You're not sleeping?
Yeah, I'm wide awake now. All right, so where are we going now?
Now it's going to be Tangerine by Led Zeppelin.
Is that like a regular tangerine? Do you even know what a tangerine is?
A fruit?
Yeah, it looks like an orange.
Yeah.
All right, and looks like Troy said he's got cranberry scones.
Yeah, I didn't know what a scone was.
Well, I don't necessarily know what a scone is, but I'm thinking it's like a cream-filled donut or something. Ugh. You keep your cranberry scones, Troy. We're going with the tangerine from Led Zeppelin. Here we go. Scone, Kara.
Nope. But if you say something like donuts, I don't really like donuts.
So she's not into donuts.
Yeah.
What are you worried, like I'm gonna get too fat or something like that?
No, I just, they smell like bad molasses. Ugh.
Bad molasses. Well, I know if you eat a whole bag of donuts, you get sugar shock. Now, some people find that a good thing, but other people is like, nah.
The crash later is terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of like, have you ever ate a whole entire bag of marshmallows?
I don't like marshmallows either.
Oh, well, I used to like marshmallows until I ate a whole entire bag of marshmallows, and then I had that like, ugh, can't believe I had all their marshmallows.
That just sounds like they would, don't know, would they expand or would they just...
I don't know, but the sugar content didn't make you, like, go into sugar shock.
Ugh.
It's like, ugh.
I like cranberries, though.
Cranberries. Cranberries are good for you. Antioxidants.
Yeah.
But marshmallows, not so. But you can heat those marshmallows up and get them real hot, and you can throw them like flaming fireballs.
Ooh.
I shouldn't have said that. Give you bad ideas, didn't I?
Ah,
don't throw flaming marshmallows. It ain't cool.
Do it. There'll be an adventure.
Oh, Kara, they said they hope you meant scones. Yeah, we're talking about scones. She didn't like scones.
Well, I don't know about the scones. I just don't like donuts. So if it's anything like a donut...
So, I don't know, maybe I just misspelled or something. Alright, I'm lost. Anyway, so where are we going now?
Now it's going to be Man Eater by Hall & Oates.
Yeah, oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
She's a man eater. Never mind. Alright, I'm a terrible singer. Alright, so here we go, Man Eater by Hall & Oates. This is oldie but goodie.
Yes.
So is that like the lady that your mom always warned you about?
What?
When you're a dude, the lady that your mom always warned you about, she'll chew you up and spit you out. Move on.
I mean, I never got warned about that. I don't know.
Well, you probably was on the opposite side of the spectrum. Yeah, all men are bums. Watch out for them. That kind of thing. I don't know. All right. The woman that Mama always warned me about. I'm going to think about that for a minute.
Right.
All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Pretty Penny by Stone Temple Pilots.
I had a Pretty Penny once. Or is that the same kind of... Is it like Lady Named Penny that's pretty?
I've never understood this song.
But you like it.
Yeah.
You don't know about a lot of the songs.
Well, you listen to them. They can mean a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, when one person hears it, they hear something totally different.
Yeah.
Like Pretty Penny to me likes this brand new shiny penny. It's all pretty and everything.
But I don't think that's it.
But you've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
Yeah.
Now, lady named Penny, there might be multiple ladies named Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them not so shiny. Like the last song. watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. She's Pretty Penny. Woohoo! Okay, here we go. Pretty Penny. Stone Temple Pilots.
Have you seen your mother, girl?
Something intelligent to say, but I can't remember what it was because there was an escalation in there. Redempty said, Mammy warned him about women. She said, don't do things that your daddy done. That's daddy walks with a stump.
Ooh.
And then you said that escalated.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. Watch out there, daddies. Mamas ain't playing. Tell you what. Be stumpy.
Oh my God.
Or even not to that extreme, lumpy.
Lumpy?
Yeah, it's when she takes that frying pan and goes cling, 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 bing, 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 bang, oh, bang on your head. with a rolling pin, which is just a simple clock, and you're down.
Well, you would think at that point, you know, your reflexes would be nice and up and...
Oh, yeah. So, you remember that game, I think it was called Stratego. Maybe it's a different game. I can't remember. The one where it's like it was in the kitchen by the maid with the candlestick.
Oh, that was Clue.
Clue. Yeah, that's it. So, that's what happens when you get on the wrong side of a lady. It was in the kitchen with the frying pan and rolling pin. So she clinged him on the top, and she sent him into outer space and off into the next dimension with the rolling pin.
Ooh, that sounds like a bad day.
Yeah, that gives you a visual, don't it? Best thing is to keep your lady happy, and you don't got to worry about issues like that. Men,
right.
Young men, old men, all y'all. All right, so now what?
Now it's going to be Estranged by Guns N' Roses.
Estranged, that means like you don't know them anymore kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, well, so don't make your woman mad because she'll estrange you. That sound right?
If you're lucky, that's what will happen.
Yeah, if you're lucky, that's all you'll get. But anyway, Guns N' Roses ain't bad, but you did say Axl Rose didn't age well.
Yeah.
Man, does he look like he went right through all the Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hard way. Ah! Sorry, Axel. It's a bad day.
Still love the music.
Everyone gets old. Still got good tunes.
Thank you.
right, so Troy and all his talk is making you hungry because he's talking about fried this, fried, what was that again? Fried salami and pepper jack cheese, and over there he threw with mozzarella, and then you said jalapeno as well, so...
He's so good.
Yeah. But I also learned from Kara that women start a lot of fights.
Well,
two dudes fighting over the same woman.
Okay, that was at Casey's. I was not the woman.
Oh, all right. Well, women don't be starting no fights, and dudes don't be fighting over women. Take them flowers and candy, right?
Right.
Unless they don't like candy, then, or they're lactose intolerant.
Maybe just flowers.
Just flowers. Yeah, not with a bunch of ants in them either. Hand her some flowers and a bunch of ants come rolling up out and go down her sleeve. Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be cool to watch it.
Alright, so where are we going now?
Now it's going to be Rhodey's Song by Saxon.
Rhodey, is ain't like those the people that put the band together during the concert?
Yeah, or the people that... Yeah,
Rhodey's. There was a song on in the old days called Rollin' the Rhodey. He liked Gertrude the Groupie. But Gertrude the Groupie liked groups.
What does Rollin' the Rhodey mean?
His name was Roland.
Oh, okay.
Rollin' the Rhodey liked Gertrude the Groupie, but Gertrude the Groupie liked groups. I think that was Dr. Hook's song.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Never mind. Here we go. Saxon, Rhodey song.
Strong to get you there. The clock is ticking, no time.
preserving the Jingle Bells one positive action at a time.
Yes.
Yes.
Easier for everybody.
Yeah, it makes it simple. Just don't make nobody mad, and the Jingle Bells ring happily ever after.
Keep on jingling.
All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Phototropic by Caius.
Phototropic sounds like a scientific term.
Yeah, isn't it about like the organisms or the plants or whatever getting the energy from the sunlight and turning it into nutrition?
That's photosynthesis.
I thought that was phototropic.
But we'll look it up. We'll Google it and come back to you with an answer. But this one here is by Caius, Phototropic. We'll be right back. Alright, everybody, so Kara forgot to say goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
And she was partially, if not mostly, correct about phototropic, an organism that is capable of using light energy to synthesize sugar and other organic molecules from carbon dioxide, green plants, algae, and whatever. Just go read it yourself or Google it. Phototropic. Anyway, it's the time y'all been waiting for, so now the mystery song, which we can't remember whether or not we've already played it, but that means if somebody already knows it and they won it last time, they could still win it just by being quicker than the average Joe. So, with that said, it's time to name that tune, the mystery song. Guess what it is? Put the name in there and the band, and you win an all-expense-paid trip to your refrigerator for drinking snacks. Woo-hoo! And if you're lucky, we might come running in the back door and help you out with those drinks and snacks. All right, so there you go. And after this, stay tuned for the Hope Show with Beverly. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Got it this time around. Blind Melon, No Rain. Ha ha! You win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Back to the song.
Like my point of view, I'm insane. It's not sane. It's not sane.